It's been a brutal year for the hemp-based CBD industry in the United States. Processors went belly up, farmers grew way more biomass than the market needed, and competition in the retail market has been fierce. A cloud of uncertainty hangs over the industry thanks to an absence of federal regulations. Enter Kelly Fair, Director of Legal in the U.S. for Canopy Growth, the cannabis company based in Smith Falls, Ontario, Canada.
I'd say the majority of the challenges the industry has faced has come from lack of federal regulation from the FDA side. The pharmaceutical lane is open, but the FDA is still working to figure out how it wants to treat dietary supplements and foods. So that's been a real challenge for the industry.
Scores of health food stores and other local retailers carry ingestible CBD products, including those labeled as dietary supplements. However, the likes of Walmart and other big box retailers have been reluctant to enter the market. According to FDA, because CBD was first studied as a drug, it cannot be lawfully marketed in supplements or conventional food. On the other hand, FDA's own commissioner, Dr. Stephen Hahn, famously said it would be a, quote, fool's game, end quote, to try to prevent American consumers from accessing CBD products.
It's not too risky of a proposition to sell the products now if the products are manufactured to the regulations that the FDA has for dietary supplements and foods. But without the FDA's full regulation, big box retail won't come online, probably.
An FDA CBD rulemaking could take several years to complete. In the more immediate future, the industry is expecting FDA to release a formal policy of enforcement discretion. Fair of Canopy Growth recently had the chance to speak about the pending guidance with government officials, including those from the White House.
We just took the opportunity to talk about the science that the FDA has in its hands that supports the safety profile of hemp-derived CBD and human consumption at levels appropriate for dietary supplements and foods.
While government officials have not tipped their hand to disclose the substance of the pending guidance, Fair acknowledged some industry concerns that the document would extend to cosmetic products.
Science supports the FDA's current position that CBD and cosmetics does not pose risk and that it should not be included in the FDA's analysis of CBD's systemic impact on the body. If the FDA is concerned about like liver toxicity or reproductive toxicity, the science proves out that a topical application of CBD doesn't break the blood barrier in significant measurements.
According to Fair and many others, FDA doesn't need to reinvent the wheel when it comes to regulating CBD as a dietary supplement.
There are a robust set of regulations for dietary supplements and dietary supplement ingredients and manufacturing, as well as food additives and manufacturing. And CBD fits neatly within that structure. Like everything that the FDA is concerned about, in our view, can be remedied by the existing regulations.
A CBD working group within FDA has been exploring the safety of the compound, any risk it poses to consumers, and how it could be regulated.
And I'll say that there are no resources spared on this issue. They've got a robust set of the brightest minds. It's not for lack of working hard that they haven't rolled out a reg. They're just being cautious given their mandate to protect public health.
Many hemp insiders have expressed hope that Congress would intervene, making it clear through legislation ultimately signed by the president that hemp-based CBD is lawful to be marketed in supplements. Fair suggested federal legislation would contribute to jump-starting an economy reeling from COVID-19. On September 4th, two members in the U.S. House of Representatives introduced such a bill called the Hemp and Hemp-Derived CBD Consumer Protection and Market Stabilization Act of 2020.
The manufacturers and the producers like my company, but it really does then trickle all the way back to the farmers who want to grow this new commodity and want to have it as part of its crop, of their crop rotation.
Reporting from Colorado, this is Josh Long with Natural Products Insider.